To get to some of the most unexplored places on Earth, you don't have to have a Jeep, a helicopter, or a submarine. You just need a rope. The forest canopy, the highest reaches of leafy branches, hosts an incredible number of mammals, plants, and insects, some of which never even touch the ground. It gives people a sound, scientific reason to climb trees.
My name's Tim Kovar. I'm a founder of Tree Climbing Planet. It's a technical tree climbing school based here in Oregon City. We teach people how to climb trees, not only in Oregon, but also around the world. I think there's something deeply rooted into our DNA that draws human beings to trees. When you're a child, if you grew up around trees, you climb trees. So taking people to kind of recapture their youth up into the treetops, but by doing it with ropes and saddles makes it a little bit safer, not just for the climber, but also for the tree too. We don't want to be damaging the tree.
Helmets must be worn at all times when you're underneath the tree.
I've worked with children from 5 years old all the way up to 85, 90 years old. Pretty much anybody can do it.
One hand above, one hand below. Gonna stand and slide that knot up.
I like a tree climbing more as a place to be rather than a thing to do. This seems to take some of the pressure off people who may be afraid of heights. Once it's explained, you know, we're just gonna go up there and hang out for the day. You go as high as you want and as slow or as quick as you want.
Probably, yeah, two more and you should be pretty much in the clear.
The most challenging part is getting our lines into the trees.
Firing.
Some of the taller trees, we have to use giant slingshots, we use bow and arrows, crossbows. Once we get that up and over the branch, then we tie our climbing ropes onto that, pull that up and over.
It's always a good feeling when it comes back down.
The canopy is really one of the last frontiers on our planet. We've studied the ocean, we studied the moon, but just the rooftop of our planet, especially in the rainforest, 80-90% of the life lives up inside that canopy, and it hasn't been studied a whole lot. And so when people ascend up, even though it's only 40, 50, 60 feet above their head, they're going into a world that's usually unexplored.
Hey, I'm going to be sleeping up there tonight.
Got a tree boat, all situated.
One of the highlights for a lot of people is actually sleeping in the trees. When you wake up in the top of a tree, you got the birds singing above you, below you, off to the sides. It's like you're in this vortex of morning symphony.